WZZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulty with mobility. At the age of 79, can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC Medical Correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday and overnight passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The White House and the president asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to release the full grand jury testimony related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Advertising in the race for Wisconsin governor has officially started. Earlier this week, Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 of TV, radio, and online advertisements. Berrien was the second Republican to enter the field following Washington County Executive Josh Showman, who has not reported any advertisement purchases with 13 months to go until the primary. Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he intends to seek a third term, but is expected to share that decision in the coming weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs responsibly as they see increased fatalities again this year. According to DNR data, there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, a similar pace to last year when 40 were recorded. The state saw just 21 fatal crashes in 2022 and 32 in 2023. DNR officials say increased use of the vehicles has contributed to the increase in fatalities, as well as the overall number of crashes, injuries, and citations issued. Barron County officials are reminding residents that the deadline to pay their property taxes is coming up. 2024 postponed real estate taxes in the county are due by July 31st. Rice Lake residents must pay their property taxes directly to the city, and all other Barron County residents must pay them to the county. The Barron County Government Center on Monroe Avenue has a drop box near the main entrance where residents can drop off their payments. Information on payment options, status, and amounts can be found on the county website. Bayfield County residents are circulating a petition against plans for a cell phone tower in the town of Russell. The tower was proposed by Verizon Wireless and Tower North, and their application for the project is set to go before the Bayfield County Planning and Zoning Committee on Monday. Residents circulating the petition say the nearly 300-foot tower would be an eyesore in the area that strongly values its natural environment. The application states that the companies are trying to eliminate a gap in service coverage along Highway 13. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Currently, it's 49.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, welcome back. It is 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, July 18th, 2025. Nice to have you along here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be joined in just a bit by Jane Matinere and Greg Bach and Todd Alba. They are all in Hayward broadcasting their respective shows today on the Civic Media Radio Network. But, of course, first on Friday mornings at this time, we've got Parker Olson producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2 and Dr. Kristen Lyerly dropping in for a visit as well. Dr. Lyerly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Grunge. I wish you all could see Pat right now because he's got on a plaid shirt with a T-shirt underneath it, and yep. He looks like probably what Kurt Cobain would look like at this stage.
Thank you. No.
Yep. He's the master of grunge. So that's a compliment. Know,
it was in the 50s here this morning, which is weird because it felt like 100 just a couple of days ago. And so for the first time, I've got my Civic Media T-shirt with all the circles on the state of Wisconsin showing the range of all the stations, and a little flannel shirt over that because I got the windows open here. So there's a nice breeze coming off the lake. And I also had it because I like to look like Todd Alba, who occasionally wears these shirts as well. He apparently is behind the camera in Hayward, but Jane Matinere is there in Hayward, I think, can hear us. I'm going to put Greg's computer in there as well because I see it's there. So, guys, how are you?
We are great. Good morning. How are you? We are here live in Hayward, Wisconsin. We are at The Lot, which is right across from our station here in Hayward. We have WBZH and also the Muskie 101. And if you're going to be around, if you're up in Hayward for the Lumberjack competition, stop on by. We're doing our show live. The Lot is an active, wonderful new space here in downtown Hayward. They have music events. We're at their great little stage setup. And we're just so happy to be here, Pat. It's been a great, great trip so far.
Okay, got it. I love that name, The Lot. You know?
The Lot.
Yep.
Not too
Greg,
fancy.
Yeah, Greg, are you hearing us okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
There you are. Yeah, hi. So what events did you enter? I assume you're there to compete, yes?
I'm here for the disappointing Lumberjack Festival Championships, where I screw up most of the events. I let down my teammates, and everyone looks at me and goes, oh, that's just a look. You can't actually build anything,
stop
can you?
It.
Thank you, Parker. Thank you for that wonderful piece of sound effect.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the amateur log rolling competition pad right now from 8 until 11, that's where we were going to enter Greg, and now he's working, so otherwise he would do it.
Well, I've already described my amateur log rolling in one of my campaign commercials when I was running against Sean Duffy, and they put me up on a log, and they laid out 4 different of the same outfit, you know, knowing that I was going to fall in, so you could right away get into some dry clothes and do take 2 take 3. So they're like, you got to get this done in 4 takes. I got it done in 1 take. I could deliver the line before falling off the log. That was not easy.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I know. Let's see what else we got here. Todd Alba is there someplace? Is he like running?
He's lurking in the background. I can see him. We'll get him on. We'll get him on the mic here.
Oh, that's all right. I just want to make sure he was healthy and happy.
Oh,
and
I'm telling you that this guy works so hard, yeah, Pat. And I just want to say that this whole setup that you see yes. is something that Todd Alba put together. And it's really we're a mobile radio station. We could go anywhere. We could actually broadcast from your pontoon boat, Pat
Yes,
Breitlow.
You could. Kristen, did you remember when Al Franken was doing the Saturday Night Live skit where he had like the little satellite dish on his head, and he was like this one man reporting crew, yeah. And in the I keep forgetting how young you are in the early 80s, that was like you know it was futuristic. Well, now that's Todd Alba.
Essentially.
He is a one-man broadcast studio, aren't
and
you,
sir? And he's good enough. He's
and
smart enough.
And gosh darn it, people like him.
I'm only glad that Dr. Lyerly is here today because I just got done with the 5K lumberjack run. That's why I was a little late getting to the set. My pulse is 175. Is that normal, Dr. Lyerly? Should I be concerned?
You should sit. You should sit.
Dr. Lyerly, I've been sitting here doing nothing for about an hour, and my pulse is 192. Is that normal?
In both cases, you need to go sit near a funeral home because they're going to be taking you shortly anyway. So, no, take care of yourselves out there. You want to put anything out there as far as either guests or topics that you guys are going to cover from 9 to 11 and from 2 to 4?
Absolutely. At 9 o'clock, Dan Schaefer is going to join us. He joins us every Fridays from the Recombobulation area, obviously, and also our political editor here at Civic Media. So, yes, we're going to start off with a little Dan Schaefer while we're here in Hayward. Yeah. After 9:30, we're going to go a little more local. So we're going to talk to some of the local business owners here in Hayward. And one of the ones that is located right next to our station here in downtown Hayward is River and Rains. So Jennifer is the owner there, and she's going to be joining us. We're going to learn about that. Mark Lundeen, our colleague here at Civic Media, is going to join us at 9:50 to just talk about Hayward and all the things that are going on. And then in hour number two...
Hour number two is kind of we're going to have Todd on the show, and we are working. I believe we are just on the verge of confirming possibly someone from the powwow that is taking place this weekend.
This weekend too, yeah.
And that'll be there, and that'll be fun. And then of course we're going to have audio sorbet, where we will be looking back, reflecting on this week's trip, as well as this shouldn't be a thing at 10:50. And Todd will be joining us the last half hour to talk about all the fun things we've done on our travel.
It's been a great trip.
That all sounds great. And again, as I mentioned, I've got my Civic Media shirt on because I figured Todd would, and we like to be twinsies. From Mary and Tosa on the text line, I do not wear merchandising wear, but happily wear my Civic Media shirt to bring attention to this pro-democracy network.
Thanks. Mary, thank you so much.
Mary, and y'all can get that by heading over to civicmedia.us and click store. Up there in the top right corner, and get yourself some stuff to look as snazzy as Todd does, or as grungy as I do, depending on how Kristen is interpreting our wardrobe at any given point. So
yeah, and also you smell like Teen Spirit, so you're all in.
Teen Spirit.
That's not the compliment you think it is.
It's really not. But I do love the intro to that song. I do. Dave
that
Grohl.
Could be your new intro.
That'd be a good one to have on Fridays. Anyway, Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Todd Alba, thank you for checking in. I know it's a bit early for you guys, but thanks for going through the work so that we could get everybody ready to be listening to you at 9 and again at 2. You guys enjoy up there.
Thank you very much.
Guys, have a great day.
Great
bye-bye.
To see you, Dr.
Come on,
Lyerly.
See us.
All right. See ya. That was fun.
I'm a little worried about Todd. He should sit. He should rest.
Oh, Todd. Again, there's just things that are done behind the scenes. Sometimes once you get things set up, I mean, I walk in here, I turn on my computer, boom, we're on the air. But mm-hmm. to take a mobile studio out is so much more. And Todd is, you know, he is his own best staffer. When it comes to, you know, the setup and the teardown and everything else.
So. Seems to me we talked like a year ago about some sort of a bus.
Yes.
That was like a mobile studio, but also like a beacon of fun. And we
a
could put ice cream
fun.
In it.
Like
yes,
that.
Hot dogs and the music and get people's attention. We could be like a rolling party with a studio. This is my vision for next summer.
I don't believe a man of my age is supposed to go around in a van offering ice cream. So except
you wouldn't be alone.
Except for that part.
If you wear a nice hat, Pat, you would look exactly like an ice cream man.
Is there shag carpeting on the walls of the van? I mean, yikes.
Don't make it creepy. Yikes.
No, we want a cool one. We want a great van, a great little broadcast studio.
Yeah, and then we could like bust out "There Goes My Hero." You know, like just keeping it with the grunge theme. Watch him as he's got
You've already for you. Gone way past any knowledge that I have of the grunge scene. Were you a grungy kind of girl back in the day?
Yeah, really? I love the whole punk grunge thing. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So what is there a band or an artist you'd go see now if you could?
Well, most of the grunge people are dead. Only
That's what I mean. You know,
except, you know, I mean, the Foo Fighters, we've still got Dave Grohl, and yes, I've seen them a couple times.
There you go. We were talking about how we've seen a lot of older artists lately. I was at Summerfest and saw Chicago, and Foreigner was here in Chippewa Falls last week. And we said, you know, one thing that's a little different is back in the day, it seemed like, you know, singers especially would be dying prematurely with some regularity, you know, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and you don't have that as much anymore. And it's part a culture thing. There was such a, you know, a drug culture once upon a time. And I just think that I think a lot of these artists do a little better job of taking care of themselves. Not that they still don't live a certain lifestyle, but not to the point where we're doing, oh, they died far too early, you know?
Well, I'd like to direct your attention back to all the grunge people being dead.
Yeah.
That did happen. Yep. But I mean, we've got Springsteen, we've got the Stones, like people who are touring in their 80s, which is wild. I saw Stephen Perry from Aerosmith looking pretty good. I saw a video of David Lee Roth recently. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Now there, now it escapes me. There was one young singer in the past year who was a member of one of those boy groups and unfortunately had an untimely demise died from being a rock and roll star. Mm-hmm. But again, people taking better care of themselves at all ages. And so it's been good. I wanted to bring up to you one of the singers who's no longer with us. And I'm trying to think of why Leslie Gore was on the calendar. Oh, here it is. On Sunday is the anniversary of 1963, Leslie Gore releases Judy's Turn to Cry.
But now it's Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry.
Which is
you
the
wanted
follow-up.
Me to sing that, right?
I did, yeah. Which is the follow-up to it, or it's the sequel to It's My Party. Mm-hmm. And I'll cry if I want to. Because,
well, because Judy
was the one who was wearing Johnny's ring. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Johnny came back. Johnny came back to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
see,
you know, the irony is like that was so not who Leslie Gore was in real life. Leslie Gore actually ended up in a long-term relationship with another woman. So like all of those bubblegum.
Really?
Oh yeah, she was lesbian. Yeah,
did not
so
know that.
Like all of the bubblegum songs that she sang in the 60s, not actually who she was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. My surprise that I brought to the history lesson earlier today was Kim Carnes, who turns 80 years old on Sunday, has been married for 58 years now. She got married in 1967. And so when you hear about all these rock and roll and Hollywood marriages that don't last, go talk to Kim Carnes and her husband. Still doing
or Dolly Parton.
There. Or Dolly Parton, who recently lost her longtime love. But again, together a long, long time. So good for them. Hey, when we come back, some of you will be taking a local break. But if you're still listening on some of our stations, if you're listening on the app, if you want to listen to the show as a podcast, Kristen and I will take a couple of minutes and talk about something a little more serious on the topic of abortion bans. There are places where voters have said, we want to protect women's reproductive health rights. And it is still not stopping sneaky, smarmy, unethical politicians from trying to put bans in place, which is why people like Kristen were in Washington, D.C. last week to, again, get a lay of the land and figure out where are the next fires that you have to put out to do something as basic as protecting healthcare rights. I just can't believe we're still doing this, but that's the conversation we're getting set to have here. And then Mike Clemens will be along, and we will talk about sports. It is time for the second half kickoff of the Brewers season. That probably wasn't quite right, but you know what I mean. Plus Packers training camp, all that and more. from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, on these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Butternut Cafe is proud to help bring the Northwood Summer Road Trip to Butternut, Wisconsin. Tune in live on the Civic Media app to WBZH and their network of talk stations broadcasting live from Hayward and Butternut. Stop in for homemade breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner, and awesome daily specials. Don't miss the new perch breakfast and limited time frog legs. The Barnett Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 2, Fridays till 6, and weekends till 1. Located on Highway 13 in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Youngke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. All right, with me this morning in the studio is Don Posh from Indigo, and your organization is really something that I'm interested in because, one, I have a elder father-in-law that lives with me. I'm not getting much younger myself. And I, you know, there was a period of time in my life where I was looking at some of these services that your organization, Indigo, provides for disability people. Well, I had surgery on my knee, I had foot surgery, and there was a point in my life where I really felt disabled. I had to get around in a scooter chair and or a wheelchair or a the knee thing that you had.
A knee scooter. That was after you had your foot surgery.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, so I'm becoming more and more aware of people with disabilities and what we, you know, what they struggle with, what I struggled with, and how your organization can kind of make life a little better for those who are struggling with disabilities. So tell us about what Indigo is and the areas that you represent and the services that it provides.
Well, I want to backtrack just a tad because of what you were, how you opened. I wanted to reflect on the fact that our counties up here are some of the oldest in the state.
Yeah.
And aging and disability go hand in hand. You get age-related disabilities.
Sure.
You know, it could be a stroke, it could, and a lot of it is mobility. Your bones just aren't working the way that they used to. Your body just has given you a gift of, well, I made it this far, and it is successful to make it to be this side of the dirt at our age and even beyond us. So disability and age, that's why there's ARDCs, the Aging and Disability Resource Centers.
Sure.
We work hand in hand with the ADRCs in all the counties. There's independent living centers throughout the state, and every county is covered. Our organization, Indigo, covers Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron, Price, Sawyer, Washburn, and Burnett counties, as well as Bad River, Red Cliff, Lacouderay, and the St. Croix tribal communities.
Oh, okay.
So we cover a large
area.
That's
a large geographical area.
Yeah, and we're based out of Superior, but I work out of a home office outside of Spooner, and our other independent living specialists do the same. So we were established in 1988, 2 years before the signing of the Americans with Disability Act. And one of the criteria for being employed there is they want our staff and board of directors to have 51% minimum of employees and board of directors with disabilities. So we have a lived experience. I understand what it's like for the people that I visit and see because I've lived it already.
So it
brings forth a little bit of empathy that you don't get from going to college and reading it out of a book.
Right.
So
and then trying to relate to people because you read it in a book. And how do I relate to this person? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one of the things that makes our organization so popular.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do is called information and referral. So if somebody gives a call to our office, they would describe what their disability is, and they'd ask in questions, where do I go from here?
Sure.
If it's something that we do not provide, it would be something that we would say, well, these people do it. So it's our job to know who does what in the counties that we represent, because if it's something that's outside of our purview, then what we do is say, hey, here's a phone number. Here's an email address, contact information, the most information that we could give them so that they could be on their way instead of saying, call here and they don't know and call there and they don't know.
Right.
So we want to cut down those calls because people get really frustrated when they have to make several calls to get nowhere.
And you get transferred to different departments. Oh, no, we're not the right place. What I like about what you do with Indigo is you go out to the person's home and visit them in their space. Now, ADRC does that as well, but you know, you got to find the right person that's going to be able to do that. But I like the personal touch that Indigo has with their clients.
And that's basically because a lot of the people that have disabilities don't have transportation.
Yeah.
So you're going directly to the home, relieving the person of that that other barrier of, now how do I get there?
Yeah. Right.
You know, so that way we could have just the one office all the way in Superior, but then still serve people in the middle of nowhere in Sawyer County, in the middle of nowhere in Price County.
There's a lot of middle of the nowhere.
Oh, we have all kinds of it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the services you provide and how that works.
Indigo is a nonprofit agency empowering people with disabilities in northwestern Wisconsin. As a customer-controlled organization, at least 51% of our staff and board are people with disabilities. Indigo staff provide information, training, and support to people with disabilities in making informed decisions about disability-related needs. All services are consumer-controlled, and each individual decides which services they wish to participate in while working with staff to establish goals and to determine the steps to meet those goals. You can reach Don Posh, Independent Living Specialist, at 715-392-9118, extension 118, or email him at don@indigowi.org. That's Indigo, I-N-D-I-G-O,
WI.org. You've been listening to The Morning Buzz on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward area, head over to our website at WBZH.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information in 20 minutes on The Buzz of the North. It's 8:29.
This is The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. The goal of the program is to promote safe and ethical hunting across the state. There's a total of $75,000 available through the program, and grants can be awarded to both individuals and community-based organizations for projects like hunting-related expos or purchasing specialized equipment for public use. Grant funding applications will be accepted until September 15th and can be submitted online. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has announced the distribution of over $36 million to fire departments across the state. The funding comes from the 2% Fire Dues Program, which requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect to the state for distribution to professional, volunteer, and hybrid fire departments. This year's funding through the program increased by nearly 12%. Fire departments use the money they receive for things like equipment, fire prevention programming, and crew training. Western Wisconsin residents still have a couple of days to participate in Wisconsin Credit Union's annual Summer Food Drive. The food drive seeks to help kids who no longer have access to school meals. The organization announced that all of their offices will be participating in this year's Schools Out Summer Food Drive until July 19th. The company has offices across western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, St. Croix, Polk, Washburn, and Barron counties. Both non-perishable food items and monetary donations will be accepted through the food drive. Construction work on an over $6 million rehabilitation project for the Bong Bridge between Superior and Duluth is set to get underway on Monday. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the rehabilitation project will include concrete repairs, replacing streetlights, and painting the steel structures of the bridge. Transportation officials say construction work is currently scheduled to last through the end of November. The bridge will remain mostly open to traffic during the rehabilitation project, but will only keep one lane open in each direction. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they like to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Right now, 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station.
station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So I was showing Kristen Lyerly to the door and saying, you know, I'll see you Monday. Bye. And then it occurred to me, she's got this wonderful show on the weekends on our stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh, and you can get it through the Civic Media website and more, and didn't ask about this weekend, and I'm sure this weekend is another great topic or guest or guests. So what's happening?
It's about community health and well-being. So we've got this amazing organization in Green Bay called Wello, and Wello has commandeered wellness in Green Bay. You know, Green Bay is the best place in the country to live, or at least a couple of years ago it was. It's always in the top. It is. And, you know, it's because of organizations like Wello that intentionally promote health and well-being. So Wello right now has a community health and well-being survey that is available at wello.org, W-E-L-L-O.org, where people can share their experiences, how comfortable they are, whether they have access to the things that they need to be able to live their lives. And that helps our community determine where the opportunities are and where we need to fill some of those gaps. And Pat, there are a lot of gaps right now.
Yeah. Yes. And sadly, there's signs that they will grow. So we got to fight that where we can. The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show is on 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. And of course, on the local stations, WGBW, WISS, and streaming on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There you go. All right. Give a listen. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya. Let's bring in Mike Clemens now, talk a little sports. As I do that, let me tell you once again, Free Ticket Friday. The word to text to us before 9 o'clock is throw, T-H-R-O-W, and you will, if your text is pulled in this statewide random drawing, you get 4 tickets to see the Brewers-Cubs game on Monday, July 28th, so a week from this coming Monday, but you got to text throw before 9 o'clock and more chances to win throughout the course of the day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let us now turn our attention to Mike Clemens and talk a little sports. How are you, sir?
Hi, Pat. Pretty good.
All right. We've had the All-Star break here. So, I mean, you just put yourself in a beach chair, you put your feet up, and you don't do anything for 4 days, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. No.
Not even close.
You know, that's what's been great for me this weekend, because you're right. There are guys that actually that are on the sports beat that take this week off, because after the game, you know, the All-Star game, there's not much to talk about. But you got Damian Lillard signing with the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Trailblazers, 3 years, $42 million. And then the irony is his new teammate is Drew Holiday, the guy that the Bucks traded to the Trailblazers 2 years ago to get Lillard to come to Milwaukee. So, you know, the crossing the paths and whatever, that's pretty funny. And then yesterday I spent the day with Jordan Love, who, you know, had his youth football league. But tonight we're back on. It's Brewers against the Dodgers, and the Brewers come back to the second half of the season having won 7 in a row. They're just a game behind the Cubs. Cubs are at home this weekend against the Red Sox, and the Brewers now start back up with this 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. and then Monday against the Mariners, pretty good Mariners team up in Seattle. And so one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that if I could get you in a press pass, and I brought you into American Family Field to find out what a prankster this Pat Murphy, the manager of the team, really is. And, you know, there's like, you know, it started when, after he took over for Craig Counsell, one of the things he pulled was that there was a veteran pitcher was coming in, and he sent him a letter and said, "Welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers. Please wear a suit and tie when we travel. Breakfast is served at 8 o'clock, and then the showers are here." it went on for like two pages. Like maybe something he'd sent a rookie, not a guy had been in the league for 7 or 8 years or something. And then he found out it was just all a joke. Or like Sal Frelick told us the story when he was in his first spring training. I think Pat was still the bench coach then. Every time he'd go to him and ask him a question, he goes, "Hey, listen, man, I'm just a video guy. I don't know anything." And he had him convinced he was just a video guy, not the assistant to the manager, to Craig Counsell.
Oh, man.
So if I got you into the press room, or what he does before a game is we get to go into his office and close the door and talk to him one-on-one. And he looks for the new guys. And like he did in the press room the other day before we wrapped up for the All-Star break, he starts calling out on the interns or the first-time reporters in the Brewers media auditorium.
Any interns up there?
Siegler knocked in the first two RBIs of his career. What can you kind of say about his approach and limited appearances?
Yeah, I mean, he's looked like he's got a really good offensive approach, strike ball. It's a great question, intern. Great job. It's your first question you've asked. How long have you been with us?
Feels like a lifetime.
How long has it been, intern?
I think this is my fifth game.
Fifth game? Your first decent question, really. Not a great question, but, you know, we're going to give you credit. I'm excited for him. Big hit today. Big, big hit today. He's been in the cooler. Hasn't played very much at all for us. And what is your name?
Cam.
Huh?
Cam from up in Green Bay.
And you were sitting here the other day?
I was not, no.
So are you new?
This season.
First time here?
This season, yeah.
Well, Cam, you introduce yourself.
Well, no, yeah. Cam, nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Cam?
Originally from California.
Where?
San Diego.
It's a big city, big state.
San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
La Jolla.
Oh, sorry about it.
Now, you know, if you're new or you've been doing this a long time, you've never been treated this way. You'd think, what kind of a jerk is this guy? What's this all about? And the rest of us now that know that that's how he initiates everyone, that means that's the welcome mat, man. That's how he shows his love. I mean, it's constantly pull my finger kinds of jokes all the time. And this is what keeps that, you know, here's the thing about it, Pat, is that there's definitely a void in that entire organization and press box after the passing of Bob Uecker. And Pat's just being himself. But I thought about this the other day, you know, the guy who's now going around, you know, keeping it light, you know, keeping it, everybody taking off the pressure and the tension is the manager, is Pat Murphy. I mean, he's sort of filled those shoes.
And doing so, I mean, look, he's what, 66 years old? And, you know, so he would have every right to just be the gruff curmudgeon all the time and, you know, kind of have a my way or the highway, you know, theme to him. And it's nothing like that at all. And for a club that, yes, was indeed, you know, sensing a void of lightheartedness and of, you know, collegiality, Murph's done that. And people would say, well, I mean, anybody could do that. Yeah, but can you do it and still be competing for first place in your division coming out of the All-Star break? And that's exactly what Murph is doing.
But he's not afraid to pull the trigger, like Joey Ortiz, who had a great year last year, and then they took over at shortstop, and is great in the field, but he kept on making mistakes at the plate and swinging at everything or not pulling the trigger, too hesitant. And to the point where after Murphy had sat him down and talked to him and his discipline and what his approach would be on, you know, the first pitch, the second, et cetera, he sort of forgot all about that, and then he got benched the next day, and he got benched a game after that. And so, you know, questions went to Murphy like, hey, what's the deal with Ortiz? He goes, he PO'd the manager. Mm-hmm. You know? I got him in the cooler just sitting and thinking about it. So he taught, there's no filter on the guy, as Adam McKelvey told me, you know, a couple of weeks ago. What he says to us, like when we're in his office, somebody asked him about a month ago, how's Brandon Woodruff coming along in his rehab? And he said, well, hang on. He got his phone out and he read the email from the trainer directly to us. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
No, and again, no filter. I mean, he not intentionally, but he dropped an S-bomb on live TV not that long ago. And the next cut you're going to play for us, I think, thankfully, has a little bleep in it because he's kind of a colorful character.
Yeah, so this is when we're sitting in his office, all right, pregame, like 3 hours before the start of the game. And someone, you know, we were just talking about movies or something like that, and someone talked about the 61 movie that was produced by Billy Crystal, the comedian. Do you remember that? Was that about 10, 15 years ago? Mm-hmm. It's the story of the Yankees, Roger Maris, and all the pressure that he was under to, you know, surpass Babe Ruth's single, you know, home run record for the season, right? So it's, you know, it's Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle and that era. Wonderful film, down to the detail, because, you know, Billy Crystal grew up a baseball fan watching the Yankees in the Bronx. So Pat says, so he says, I know him. Like, well, how do you know that? And in a very humble way, he says, we got a game in Arizona. And, you know, at the end of the game, it's like spring training or something. He says, Billy Crystal wants to come see you. I'm like, what? You know, yeah, he's a big baseball nut. Okay. So the game is over with, and Crystal comes down in the dugout, introduces himself. Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, what's up? He goes, listen, he asked him some baseball questions, said, I'm doing a show. It's about my father. My father died when I was 15. Mm-hmm. It's called 700 Nights.
Yes.
And he said, here's a couple of tickets. I'd like you to come to the show to tell me what you think. Because you figure out that Billy Crystal, he doesn't take, you know, Hollywood directors and actors. And that. He asks real people what they think about something. Mm-hmm. And he sees Pat Murphy as one of those kinds of guys. Pat goes, oh, well, thank you very much. Well, you know, Billy Crystal leaves, and it's like, they got to pack. They got to go. They got to go to their next city and all that. It's like, he blew off going to the show. So then they're in L.A., I think, against the Dodgers, and Billy Crystal shows up again. Hey, Billy Crystal wants to see you. So Crystal comes down to him and says, why didn't you come to my show? And that's where Pat picks up the story.
You haven't come to a show. I've done three shows. You haven't been there. I'm giving you these tickets right here. You're coming to my show today. I know your scrimmage will get over, or whatever, game, whatever. It's a 5 o'clock showing. I'm going to Australia tonight. I want you at the show. And he was like pretty adamant about it. I was blown away. So my daughter was there, and I took my daughter. We sat in like the third row. And it was, if you ever get a chance to see it, it's called 500 Sundays. Yeah. It's about him and his dad, and a lot, it's emotional, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think he
did it. Oh,
did he? Yeah.
I saw the show. It blew me away. And then right at the end, they had these guys come and get me. He goes, hey, Billy wants to see you in the green room. I'm like, no, he wants to see you. So me and my daughter go back. I'm figuring there's going to be, 50, 75 people there, right, waiting for him. It's just like this, smaller than this room. Myself, my daughter, Billy comes walking in, flips me a water, flips her a water, opens his water. What'd you think? I was like, blown away. I'm like, you must have done that instead of therapy. He goes, exactly. He goes, that's therapeutic for me. He goes, that basketball coach that I told you how great he was in the beginning, he said 260 shows later, I don't like the son of a bitch.
So about a week later, I went to him and I said, you know, Murph, I cover Summerfest every year, you know, working out of the Milwaukee area. And I said, I remember back in 85, Billy Crystal, who had been on a sitcom called Soap, you know, his career is just doing so. So he came to Milwaukee, did two shows on the comedy stage at Summerfest. And at the end of the second show, it was a great show. He's fantastic, really funny. He says, Milwaukee, you've been great. Listen, in the fall, I'm going to be on the new Saturday Night Live. Saturday night, September 23rd, starting. Come see me. He did 1 year of SNL where he did Fernando. You know, you look marvelous. He did a bit with Euchre, and that's what launched his movie career. And I told that to Murphy. He goes, that's right. That's okay. Now, so I'll come back. Here's the other thing. He said, I found out that our owner, Mark Antanasio, is Billy Crystal's neighbor in Malibu. That's how he got the ticket.
Oh, okay.
It's
nice to have those connections. Hey, real quick, there's going to be some activity at Lambeau Field today.
As a matter of fact, the rookies and the quarterbacks are reporting. Jordan Love was in Milwaukee yesterday with his youth football camp. First practice is next Wednesday at 10:30, open to the public. Packers summer training camp start next week.
Man, here we go. We're getting into the really good time of the sports year with the training camp and the baseball season. It's going to be fun. Mike Clemens, thank you so much as always. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'll report from Green Bay for you next week.
All right, we appreciate that very much. A local update is next for some of you. And for the rest, some final news and notes here from Lake Wissota, live on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Butternut Cafe is proud to help bring the Northwood Summer Road Trip to Butternut, Wisconsin. Tune in live on the Civic Media app to WBZH and their network of talk stations broadcasting live from Hayward and Butternut. Stop in for homemade breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner, and awesome daily specials. Don't miss the new perch breakfast and limited time frog legs. The Butternut Cafe is open Monday through Thursday 6 to 2, Fridays till 6, and weekends till 1. Located on Highway 13 in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right, back, to back!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's going on in Hayward today. All right, we're back with Don Posh from Indigo, and we've been talking about what your company provides services to the disability community. You told us about how large your representation is as far as geographical space. Talk us through some of the more common resources that you provide for people with disabilities.
One of the the program that we use the most is assistive technology. Now, that sounds so
technical.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, it does. And what it is basically, well, you and I are both wearing glasses.
Yeah.
That is assistive technology because without them, yeah, we'd have some real major difficulties.
Right.
A cane.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next step from the cane is the walker.
Yeah.
The step following the walker is the wheelchair.
Yeah.
So there's progressions. And there's different items in our assistive technology program for hearing loss, vision. Mostly, a lot of it is mobility, personal care, things when you can't reach certain places and maybe this gets to that place when you're taking a shower.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Right.
And or shower benches and so forth. Now, mm-hmm. now those, and I shouldn't have said that, because shower benches are something we can't loan because of sanitary purposes. Sure. We don't have, you would have to kind of boil. If somebody gave one to you or somebody used one, you'd have to like put it in boiling water and make sure that there's no possibility of transferring something from one person to another.
So you're providing the disability equipment or the technology on a loan basis, so they don't have to invest a large lot of money for a wheelchair when they only need it temporarily. Is that what you're saying? Is that you help out with that?
Yeah, it's a, there's temporary use, or it's to help try before you buy.
Okay.
So maybe there's an item that you need for mobility, and which is like, will a walker work? Here's three different kinds of walkers.
Okay.
You know, because there's different, because everybody's disability is individual.
Yep.
So this works for client A, and this works for client B, and this works for client C. But the opportunity to use all three of them helps you make a choice.
Yeah, because they're expensive.
They are expensive.
And insurance or Medi-Cal may not pay for all that.
There's a lot of things that are not paid for.
Yeah.
And one of the main things that we do under that program is when we do those home visits, we can do kind of an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So I could watch how someone moves around in their home. Are you having difficulty getting in and out of your favorite chair? Is that chair ergonomically designed so that it works for you? Because chairs are set to a standard height, and that's it. But we're, you know, you could be 5 feet tall, you could be 7 feet tall. Those chairs don't work for everybody.
Right.
So sometimes you can adapt a chair to their favorite chair to work better for them. One time, way before I started this, I was a cabinet maker, and I was visiting my parents. My mom used to do this, and everybody that's a caregiver knows the 1, 2, 3 to get up out of the chair. And they pushed himself up on number three, and I watched, and I grabbed a couple of 2x4s, and I put it under that chair, and it was a recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And they fit under there. I screwed them in so they didn't slide out or anything.
Right.
But the 1, 2, 3 disappeared.
Yeah,
just
because
got
she
up.
Was up higher a little bit and had that,
Or sometimes the angle of the back of the chair is too much, so people are leaning back too far.
Sure.
And sometimes you could just put a pillow behind you.
Yeah.
And that puts you closer to the edge of the seat. And what I do try to do is look for the least expensive fix. But you look, you know, so that's just the chair. Then you go, well, how are you getting in and out of your bed? Is it easy? Is it hard? Are there bed rails? Is there a rail that would help you get in and out? Is it set right? Because there was one where the person was a little bit shorter and had a hard time getting up to that height to get into bed. And I looked it over, and I was trying to think of how to fix it, and it had wheels on it. I said, take the wheels off, and you'd be just fine.
Something simple.
Something simple.
Doesn't have to be expensive. They don't have to get a whole new piece of furniture when you just got to take the wheels off.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's specialty hinges that fit on doors that give you an extra inch and a half to an inch and three quarters of opening, so maybe you're wheelchair will go through instead of replacing the door, tearing the wall apart. I mean, if you had to replace a door, you're looking at some major.
Well, yeah, because you got to change the frame.
Change the frame. There might be electrical going through there. You got maybe some sheetrock work. It could get really expensive.
Sure.
And just the cost of the door and finishing it. So that's kind of things that we look at is, can we help this person get through as easy as possible, as cheaply as possible.
Don, thank you very much for coming in and sharing this information. Again, Don Posh is with IndigoWI.org. That's IndigoWI.org, your allies for independence. Indigo is a nonprofit agency empowering people with disabilities in northwestern Wisconsin. As a consumer-controlled organization,
At least 51% of our staff and board are people with disabilities. Indigo staff provides information, training, and support to people with disabilities in making informed decisions about disability-related needs. You've been listening to The Morning Buzz on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:59.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.